Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. Watertown Assistant Fire Chief Don Rowland says a meeting is being held with city officials today to begin the process of getting the former Harbor Bar building in downtown Watertown condemned. That's the first step toward eventually demolishing the building. It was gutted by fire early Thursday morning. It is structurally unstable after the roof collapsed in that fire.
There's no way we were going to stop it from going to the roof, so we knew from a structure design standpoint it was probably going to do that. Now that it's basically opened up to the roof, you know, the building is a little unstable. From a tactics and strategy standpoint, we kind of knew that's probably what was going to happen. And, you know, when you cannot get enough water and obviously the conditions were unreal. I've never been a part of something like that where we were up against, you know, 30, 40 below windshields at a time, you know, below windshields.
Rowland says the fire is still under investigation, but he believes there's a pretty good chance they will find the cause.
You know, I'm optimistic about a cause. I think this investigating team that comes in, they know their job and they know it well. Believe me, they can sniff through things like you can't believe and get a good determination. But that said, you're right. There's a possibility they might not find the cause.
Rowland says apartment dwellers in a building next door still have not been allowed to return. The former Harbor Bar was being used for storage at the time of the fire. Well, the future of commercial air service in Watertown and Pier could be decided this week. Both cities are recommending the essential air service contract be awarded to SkyWest Airlines, which would fly routes under the United Express banner to Denver International Airport. Four airlines bid for the right to serve Watertown. Pier received three bids. The final decision on who gets the contract is up to the U.S. Department of Transportation. Watertown Regional Airport Manager Todd Syrie says the recommendation of Watertown and Pier will weigh heavily in the U.S. DOT's decision.
They take the city's comments at the highest priority for essential air service. The second highest priority that the DOT looks at is the compatibility as far as the aircraft type and size. Does it suffice for the community? The answer is yes. And then interline and code share agreements and baggage agreements. Do they have interline and code share and baggage agreements, or is the customer, the consumer, going to have to buy a separate ticket and go through the hassle of checking a bag on a different airline? And SkyWest has all the boxes checked. So I believe we have a very good shot in getting the DOT to award the bid to SkyWest.
California Pacific Airlines dropped service in both cities in mid-January. Since then, Syrie says federal officials in Washington have put restoring service to Watertown and Pier on a fast track, even during the recent government shutdown.
The DOT has been great to deal with, even through the shutdown. They've been nothing but fantastic in quick work, getting back to us in a timely manner. And they put a one-week deadline for us to get back to them. And I believe that is a sign saying that they want to get this moving forward.
SkyWest says they can begin service on April 3rd if they're awarded the contract. Fares would be priced at $95 each way. Well, fire destroyed a home in rural Roberts County over the weekend. That Sunday fire was at 124th Street, 5 miles south of Sisseton. Sisseton Fire Chief Jeff Pegler says the call came in a little after 11 a.m.
We got paged out about 20 after 11 yesterday morning. First report was just smoke. Then while we were en route, then they said there was flames through the roof. By the time we got there, there was the back part of the roof was pretty much engulfed, and the upper, it was kind of a split-level foyer house, and the upper bedrooms, they were totally engulfed in flames.
Pegler says they got mutual aid from fire departments in Wilmot and Clare City, which provided tanker trucks and a pumper truck.
We had their tanker trucks to shuttle water. We shuttled water first. We're getting water from out at the community college at the old agency, but then the water we were using, they were kind of concerned if the water supply at old agencies, so then we started transporting water from Sissident.
He says just getting to the fire scene was a challenge.
Small road where we had to back the trucks up, our pumper or tanker trucks, we had to back them up about a half a mile into the site because there wasn't room to get all the trucks up in there with all the snow on the road. So that was our major hindrance, I guess, yesterday.
All seven occupants of the home were able to get out safely. They were checked out at Catoctin De Prairie Hospital in Sisseton and released. The home is owned by Davana Black Thunder, who had relatives staying there. The state fire marshal's office has an investigator on the scene today looking for the cause of that fire. Well, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is just over a month into her four-year term in office, and she says she's not having any regrets about leaving her congressional career in Washington.
I love it. You know, I'm home. I'm in South Dakota all the time. So it's dramatically different. And when I want to talk to legislators, I can just wander up in the hallways and visit with any of them about what's important for our state, where we need to go, what we need to be pursuing. So, you know, I guess I would say my quality of life has dramatically improved. I'm not living out of a suitcase or sleeping on a couch or living on airplanes. I get to be with the people of South Dakota full time, and I just, that's where my heart is.
Governor Noem visited the Watertown Winter Farm Show over the weekend, talking about her reluctance in signing a bill this session that would allow South Dakota producers to grow and sell industrial hemp.
The 2018 Farm Bill that just passed gave us the opportunity to pursue that as a commodity crop if we wanted to. And so me and the South Dakota Department of Ag have been looking at it, seeing what it would take to get that authorized throughout the state. And we're kind of running into some challenges. We would have to sell licenses to producers in order to grow it. We would have to wonder, you know if there was pesticides, chemicals to be utilized for it, what size those fields would be. And then once that farmer wants to transport that crop, we need to be able to tell the difference and test if it has THC in it, if it is a marijuana plant, and we have to be able to have that spot check process. Well, we have no roadside test for that.
Noem says she's also concerned about the bill's fiscal impact.
So we're looking at significant costs to the state to set up the program, to run it, and to regulate it, and to allow transportation, and we don't know what the federal guidelines are yet. They haven't been released or authorized. The soonest we could get this approved in South Dakota would be July of 2019. So my main message to farmers across the state of South Dakota is don't count on growing industrial hemp for this growing season. If they think it might be a potential to this spring put some in the ground, it's not going to be available. It'll be the earliest of July before it will be authorized in South Dakota. So you're looking at the 2020 growing season if we can move forward.
The hemp bill, House Bill 1191, passed out of the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee last week and will next be heard on the House floor. We're going to see more accumulating snow in the region tonight into Tuesday, although it's going to be on the lighter side.
We're expecting about 1 to 2 inches of snow. Farther north of Watertown, if you're going towards Fargo, you could get into an area that sees about 2 to 3 inches before daybreak tomorrow. But otherwise, we're decreasing snow amounts.
National Weather Service forecaster Kerry Flegel says another snowmaker is possible on Thursday, again on the lighter side.
Yeah, we have another forecasted 1 to 2 inches for Thursday, but before that, we're going to enjoy today, you know, lighter snow amounts, and actually today's going to be the warmest day for the whole week. It's not much to cheer for, but, you know, temperatures of 18 above, it's going to feel pretty good.
Watertown snowfall for the entire winter is at just over 36 inches. That's what's happening from the KWAT Newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner.